Debt100.com.
A slugfest in Iowa, or more like a Republican rumble, if you will. Plenty of excitement, much different from New Hampshire. Two in the books, many more to come. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we are staring down the barrel of another weekend. Ooh, yeah. And heading into the weekend, some people are riding high over what could be considered wins for a few people after this Republican debate. But there's so much time left in this thing. What are we, 16 months or something? Or more, actually? So by the time you get down to the nominating process, I think it's a little bit early in the game. However, some will start to fall out. It starts to get expensive when you're trying to run, you're going to fundraisers, and you're looking at polls, and eventually some of the names that you saw, some of the people you saw on the stage, if you watched that debate, they won't be there as time keeps ticking away. Some noticeable improvements in performance. One would go to Governor Tim Pawlenty, who did put the gloves on when he came out. He really went back and forth a lot with Michelle Bachmann. Some of that was on records and whatnot, and maybe it's not necessarily a surprise because they've done this before, not in a debate, but it has happened before, I guess, through the media. So there were eight people involved in the Republican square off, and all of them, of course, are eyeing the presidency. And this is a little bit of a test. And every time you take a test, you know, like I said, more people will drop out. So far, the front runner I consider to be Mitt Romney. The polls show it, even if it's just by a couple of points. He didn't do anything to damage that. You could say that he was a winner in this case. You would say, I think Pawlenty was a winner in this case because he did get a little bit of traction. He went after Michelle Bachmann, accusing her of achieving absolutely nothing significant in Congress. She didn't have any executive experience, as he called it, and she had a long history of telling tall tales, fabrications. And that's what he said. His quote was, she's got a record of misstating and making false statements. Because, see, Bachmann is a threat to him especially. She's been up there in the polls since she jumped into the race in the summer, and she's ahead of him. I mean, she's ahead of him every single time. She came back and said that Pawlenty's policies were pretty liberal when he was a Minnesota governor, she says, including his support for specific legislation to curb industrial emissions. And she also said that he said that the era of small government is over, but that he actually sounds a lot like Barack Obama. And then a couple of other times they kind of jousted with each other. And Romney, in the meantime, sunk back. While he was aggressive in some of the stuff that he said, he didn't really go for anyone's throat when he was on the stage. And remember, Pawlenty was the guy who stumbled a little bit in June because he hesitated to criticize Romney, and he poked, even though he had poked at Romney and Obama at the same time. So, you know, he kind of stepped away from something he had said earlier and just tried to, you know, tried to not touch it. So here's what's interesting. In the hours before they took the stage for this debate, Romney kind of got his own little buzz going across America and probably talk radio stations like the ones you're listening to right now, if they had access to it. Because he was at the Iowa State Fair, and he said that he said to Iowans that corporations are people. Well, you know how people feel about corporations, the big, bad, ugly corporations. So I don't think he meant it to come out that way, but that statement, when he said it, it didn't, just that hanging in the air, I think didn't go well for him. And then he tried to explain it just by saying that the president doesn't understand how to lead and how to grow the economy, and he criticized the Democrats on the downgrade of the nation's credit system, you know, the Standard & Poor's rating and whatnot. And then he was also heckled. Take a listen to how he handled being heckled and basically said, hey, just wait your turn if you want to talk, if you want to ask a question. Listen to what he said.
The way this is going to work is that you get to ask your question, I get to give my answer. If you don't like my answer, you can vote for someone else.
Do you love that? You can vote for someone else if you don't like my answer. I kind of like that. He, like I said, he definitely still has the lead, even if it's just by a couple in most of the polls. Romney is somebody who has to struggle with the fact that he's a wealthy businessman who has a certain image in some circles as an elitist kind of guy, and that's probably why he made the corporate mark, corporations or people, that remark. But it didn't wash well and didn't come out well. This is his second time around trying to grab the presidential brass ring and for the Republicans. So what happens? How does he maneuver with the Tea Party stuff and the struggling economy? Well, that's what all the candidates had to do, and that's what they tried to do, certainly on the stage. All of them had the same questions for the most part going around, a lot of it dealing with economy, some of it dealing with the Middle East, and it was much more interesting to watch, to be honest, than what we saw in June, where I was practically falling asleep on the couch. It was so boring the last time around. All right, not boring, but probably useless. One quick note about the super committee, since we mentioned the economy and those candidates addressing the economy. You've got 12 members named to the panel, and you've got 6 Democrats, 6 Republicans, 3 from the Senate, 3 from the House on each side. However they think anything's going to come out of this, I have no idea. You might as well just skip to the end of this and let them work on other things. This committee has deadlines that they'll have to meet before you have an automatic trigger. The idea is they're trying to reduce the deficit by $1.5 trillion, but I think with the cuts versus the taxes, I can't imagine that the group that's been chosen is going to be able to get around that. It's just going to be politics as usual, even on this committee. Even on the committee, I can't see how they would suddenly change their tune and be able to come up with something. I think you're going to see that trigger kick in right before Christmas time, and you're not going to see that. You're not going to see that bigger axe. You're not going to see them come up with that compromise. So maybe in a way, they should skip to the end, as I suggested, because then at least they're not wasting time. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on the debates, who you think won, if you watched it, certainly do that. 800-259-5791. But let me ask you a question. Could you live without the mail service? Could you live without the United States Postal Service? Talking about that next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Folks in Iowa are treated to a debate on the Republican side of things. If you were going to come up with a winner, who would it be? For me, it's still Mitt Romney. I think he had the edge. He showed the poise. He did what he was supposed to do in answering a lot of the questions. He's very good at that now. He's better, I don't want to say at the spin, he's just better at attacking and addressing something head on than he was last time around. And it comes back to the whole business acumen. He definitely has that. And that was on display. And that's his strong suit. Absolutely. On the other hand, there were a couple of people, I think, that show there's just no way. Newt Gingrich, you can write Newt Gingrich off. Seriously? I will ride on a roller coaster, the biggest one in the United States, for 24 hours if Newt Gingrich gets the Republican nomination. There's no way. He's toast. He should get out because they're just a waste of money. He's done. He really wanted that job, but it's not his. There's no way. He's stepped in it too many times. Plus, Newt has really found a niche. He's good on camera when he's talking about issues, when he's on Fox or when he's on other networks, when he's on some of the Sunday shows. I think he's good, and he's likable. Even a lot of the Dems actually like Newt Gingrich, and he's knowledgeable. If I think he's good in those roles, but he's not going to get that nomination, so he should absolutely bow out. Herman Cain, not going to get the nomination. Has some business background, certainly, of course, yes. He can play on that as well, but he doesn't have enough backing. There's no way. He should pull out, too. Of course, it's early, and now it's kind of a free-for-all. Everybody's feeding at the trough. And that means, you know, you can hang in there for a little bit longer. Rick Perry makes it much more interesting. If you had to pick a ticket right now, you're listening to me wherever you are. You're mucking out a stall somewhere in Kentucky. You're driving down the road. You're laying in your bed because you have insomnia. You just got home and you drank too much coffee in the job. And you're listening to me say this. Who would be the ticket that you think could beat Barack Obama? Who would be on that ticket? Maybe not necessarily who you like, but who you think would win, have a much better chance of winning. Jack from Down Under liked the idea of, or more likely, seeing a Rick Perry Bachman ticket. And I agree. If you knew there were enough Tea Party people that wanted to call themselves Tea Party people and others that would vote for those two, that could make it, I mean, that could make it interesting. Enough to beat Obama, I'm not so sure about that. Not so sure. We have to see, number one, where the economy ends up as we get closer to the election and closer to the nominating process and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But that could be the ticket if there are enough votes lined up. You might have a better one than me, or maybe something I haven't thought of, because still other people can jump into this thing. And who knows? You know, who knows? Somebody could certainly come out of left field, or right field, I should say. 800-259-791. Those are my digits. If you want to chime in on that, please do so. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you? Oh, I wanted to say this before we go to Don, because Don probably can relate to this. As somebody who, you know, has crazy hours, has worked a bunch of jobs, when I think of the mailman, we knew the mailman. I can remember at Christmas my mother giving the mailman tips, and the mailman was so good with our mail. Always, you know, if we knew we were going to be away, even if we had a hold on it, just the best. Knew the mailman, just great guy. Now, who knows if you're going to know the mailman, because they're going to fire 100, they want to cut 120,000 workers. They want to change the benefits because the post office, the U.S. Postal Service, is running out of gas. They're talking about shutting all kinds of offices. They've already done that. Could you live without the mail service? I mean, seriously, ask yourself that question. Could you live without the mail service? It's kind of sad to me. And maybe that's because I grew up around the corner from the very first post office Ben Franklin started in Philadelphia. I don't know. Seems a little sad. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. So you talked to somebody who works with the post office, huh? Trying to get inside tips, Kate, huh?
Exactly.
I haven't heard this new thing about they're really trying to do away with that many carriers, huh? Well,
and they're trying to definitely lop off a day, so no Saturday delivery. They're trying to push 120,000 people out at least. They're trying to change the benefits to do anything they can because they can't, you know, sounds familiar, right? They can't sustain the levels. And they're not getting bailouts. We bail out the banks. We're not bailing out the post office.
But yeah, the post office is federal, okay? Come on.
I know, so, I know.
And it's constitutional, you know, it's written in the, you know, and so there's a lot of issues behind it, Kate, but, you know, the volume's gone down. I told you the Internet's killing tons of industries. You know, people get to do things for free now that they used to have to pay for. You know, you've got to write a letter now. You can just email it to somebody. You can do it on your phone. You know, you need a computer now. And, you know, and so they've got to adjust, and, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of the post offices are talking about closing down or in the rural areas and trying to see if there's a way to still offer some service. And you know, I call the post office kind of a pacifier, Kate. you know, you may not need the post office, you know, maybe your type of person is paying all your bills online, et cetera, you know, and you think, I don't need them, you know, but then all of a sudden you got to send something or somebody's got to send something to you, and then you're headed right to the post office, you know, and so it's kind of like a, I don't want to call them a backup service, you know, but it's a safety net there to always know that you can get something delivered around the country, whether you know, you're not expecting it or not, you know, and so,
Well, you know, and too, Don, they've got a fixed rate. You can get those boxes where it's going to just cost you a certain amount, and you take it somewhere else, it's going to cost you a lot more. They have book rates, all that stuff. You don't get that when you go to UPS. I had to go ship something for my mother the other day that she packed up at UPS. Two boxes, no kidding, America. It was closed. Not that I'm slamming you, UPS. $44.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kate, and the thing is that that's one thing going on, but, you know, it's tit and tat, but, you know, UPS and FedEx are taking huge hits, too. It's not like it's just the Postal Service and it's bad management, although I question that sometimes, but no. it's not like they're the only ones that are taking a hit when it comes to delivery. I mean, you know, and it's all across the board. I mean, the economy is slowed down. You know, there's the trucking industry's taking a hit. You know, letters, et cetera, packages, FedEx is, you know, they're not on the ropes. I don't think either of them or UPS are close to going under, but, you know, they're taking hits too. They're not delivering as much volume as they used to. It's not like it's just one branch of the delivery system that's doing bad and everybody else is doing great. It's all the way across. So, you know, it's just tightening up there's Postal Service employs close to 800,000 people. It's the largest employer in the United States outside of the armed forces, you know. And so there's a lot of people there. So I don't know. All I know is that, you know, fortunately, a lot of them, I mean, we just had a gal last week, 36 years. She finally said, I'm done. You know, she retired. And I was like, man, I'm just amazed that people can work somewhere that long.
36 years. Wow, that's your whole life. That's your life. Your life is in that building or that spot. That's crazy.
Hey, I wanted to throw something out. Have I told this one about high school graduation yet at UK? I can't remember if I have or haven't.
No, go ahead. You have a minute and a half. Do it.
Okay, you know what? Obama's pretty hip on this thing about high school graduation, right?
Right.
What if you can't get a driver's license until you have a high school diploma? Wow. Boom. No more teenage driving. You know, most countries around the world, Kate, you don't get a license until you're 18. It's interesting to throw that out there, I thought.
I think it's not a bad idea. The problem is, you know, then it'd be like, well, wait a second. You know, that's you're impinging on our rights, and that's, I don't think you should connect the two. But actually, if you really wanted to play hardball, oh, yeah, that'd be playing hardball. More calls on the flip side.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
So what's the ticket that can topple Obama? What say you, America? Or maybe you think the president's doing a fine job and should just stay and repeat as a president. Part 2, 800-259-5791. A lot of this conversation, of course, is on the heels of the Republicans getting together and holding their own debate in Iowa, 8 on the stage, half of those won't be there in the end. And who knows who ultimately gets the nomination? Mitt Romney's looking pretty strong for now. And I'm curious as to who would be on that undercard if it was Romney. However, Rick Perry has a lot of backing, and the governor of Texas does make it a little bit more interesting. What if he were to really, and he's got the Tea Party, what if he were to really just stir it up with as much Tea Party support as he could muster and then throw somebody like Michelle Bachmann on the ticket? That's been suggested. Or Sarah Palin. I don't think Sarah Palin does that again, though. Do you see her repeating that? I mean, there's one thing. I doubt it. No matter what, if she can still have people that will pay money to go and see her speak, which she does, she definitely has some loyal people that love Sarah Palin, but would she repeat that process? I'd say no way, unless she was the top dog, unless she was running for president, but I don't think she will. And if we want to talk about the debt, forget about it. We're on vacation from the debt. We're on a debt diet because Congress has left. And you know that all six of the Republicans that were picked up for the Super Congress have signed the pledge. Hey, we're not going to raise taxes. So they're not going to raise taxes. They don't want taxes raised. And on the other side, the Democrats don't want to have any cuts. So how much do-re-mi are we throwing around on this group of people anyway when they're on this committee? How much time are we wasting with that? When they come back, they'll have to have all this time in committee, and they'll go round and round and round like a carousel, and they're not going to come up with anything. The automatic axe is going to fall, and that's what's going to happen. The cuts that were in place, the automatic trigger, and that's it. So it's a waste of time. Why even go there? I don't even understand why they threw that out in the first place, knowing what happened it just in the discussions in both chambers. Dale in Illinois, you have the floor, my friend. Hello.
Hello. Well, this is Dale calling on a sucky Friday.
Why?
That's like horizontal mambo. That's one you need to trademark.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I fully agree with you about this commission. There's at least three. The ones they've named are they're not people who are going to compromise very much.
Mm-mm.
And even if the Republicans compromised on a tax increase or excuse me, revenue enhancement, the Dems would probably spend it. So, you know, we're going nowhere there, and the market indicates that. We haven't done anything about our debt. We're spending more than we take in. I say it every time. It's pretty simple. I know it's complicated up in Washington, or it appears to be. But,
yep.
You know, it boils right down to it. You just can't spend more money than you take in.
Right.
And I don't see these guys getting anywhere. What a disappointment these folks are.
I agree with you. How is it that all of us, at some point in our lives, I don't care if you're young, older, or somewhere in the middle, all of us have had to deal with that. You know that. That's how people get into credit card debt. That's how people can't get out of some of the holes they dig in relationships because of money, because they haven't budgeted, because they know they're just spending it, and they're going up against the ceiling on their own credit cards, let's say. That's probably your best example, but other things as well. So how is it that we all get that, and we get it when we get into trouble, but they don't understand that in Washington?
Well, we don't have a balanced budget amendment. We're not required to. I mean, that's a hell of a deal when you think about it, Kate. When you just get, you know, let's say, I think the president makes like $33,000 every month or something like this.
Right.
Well, Mr. President, I'm going to be about $6,000 short. Can you print me up about $6,000 for this month? That's
yeah.
What happens. We just print more money. And there's got to be an end to this. It really has to be, because all these foreign economies are going, you know, to hell in a handbasket. And I guess the way I feel like as an individual, you just kind of have to sit back and watch it all go to hell. I don't know what else.
That's it. I mean, listen, if they want to get back to, they want to get back to some sense of we're getting closer to getting into the black, they have to become, we have to become more like Brazil. We have to become, like what they've done. You have to tighten your budget. You have to do that with spending cuts. You have to reduce the deficit. And that's what, I mean, how is the economy going to grow if it has no room to grow? We're not feeding it.
Well, we do have some good examples that of people taking care of their business,
mm-hmm.
But when you have a Congress that thinks they can be everything to everybody, and that we have to redistribute the income, we're just not going anywhere. There's no incentive for some of these people to work anymore, Kate.
Yeah, that's 50, it, partially, yeah.
50% of the people don't pay income taxes anyway.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we could point to, certainly. Cheer up, Dale. Have a fabulous weekend. Just chillax and don't think about this nonsense. Thanks for the call. You got to watch some of those cars going round and round, some of those left-hand turns. Seriously. And just hang out. There's a lot of things we could point to, including the fact that you look at the demographics here in the United States, you have baby boomers that are getting older. They're spending less money. And, of course, with retirement hanging over their head like a blade that's about to cut it off, they're very scared. So less money, certainly less is happening there. The idea of having lots of kids, sadly, has gone by the wayside for many people because they can't afford to have those kids. And they're scared to death at the one or two they have if they feel like they can even afford that. I mean, a lot of the money that was spent in the past isn't being spent for a couple of those reasons. Also, technology, while it's been fabulous in a lot of areas, is a killer in other areas. How many times have you called somewhere and you can't get a human voice? That you just get these machines because the machines are replacing humans. They're replacing the labor. And so what's happened there? Less jobs, right? Wages are certainly a lot smaller. So there are things that we can look at and things that we can point to. Outsourcing, where a lot of the jobs have gone to China, they've gone to South America, they've gone to other places, so jobs are also cut back there, too. It's not just squarely, okay, here's the debt. It's on a couple of other things that we talk about constantly on America Tonight. All the things that I just mentioned, I don't think there's been a day where I haven't mentioned them in some form. And that's all, you know, that's all part of it. It's all part of what we're seeing happen. So, you know, here we are, a downgrade of the country, AA+, then the threat that we could get even lower than that. Yeah, we got some serious problems. And it's just like Dale said, there are no words. You run out of words. What are the solutions? We're out of it. We're out of words. We just got to bite the bullet. They have got to slash. They've got to slash some programs. There's no way around this. Otherwise, where's all the money coming from? Go around with a bucket and ask everyone you know that has money. All the wealthy people have to throw into the bucket. You decide how much you're willing to put into the bucket to bail out America. You know, I still believe in capitalism. It's just that they gunked it up because they got so greedy and they're printing that money over and over and over again. So that's what's happened to us. Greed is a killer. Greed has been a killer. And that's why we're in the position that we find ourselves in now as a country. Right? And I'll say one thing. Every chance you get, and not just to do it, I mean really embrace it, buy American. If you can buy American, buy American. Because we are keeping China so in business, it's insane. It drives me insane. I'm going to give you an example. There's a store I love. I know some of you have this store near you. It's called World Market. And get it, the name World Market. But a lot of the stuff is made in the U.S. or used to be. And I understand that's the flavor of the other things and probably that's some of the stuff I like, right? But I'm saying everything in this store, world this, it's China. They should call it the China Market. Everything in China is in this store. And sadly, they cater to having different things from around the world and American things, right? But other stores might as well slap that same label on because that's what you're getting. Even your food. Start to really look at some of the food products that you're getting. Definitely toys and definitely clothes and definitely electronics. Need I go on?
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Coming up, we're going to check the mail. I always say if you can't get through on the phone lines or you're working and you really don't want to make a call. Hey, why are you on the phone? Well, we're calling that talk show America Tonight. It is America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. You can call if you're not working. 800-259-5791. It was one of those days on Wall Street. Before we head to the mailbag, I'll mention this. Where it was up again. You know, I keep saying, for lack of a better way to describe it, it is like a roller coaster ride. It's like those hills. You go down, you let out a scream, right? You yell, and then poof, you're back up again, and then you're down. It's crazy. 423 points. Who knows what's going to happen on Friday? The thought is it might be a decent day. Might level off. So some people are holding on to their stocks and just praying. Yeah, seriously. A little bit of a bounce back. That's a good thing. Optimism returns. Quickly it could be expunged, however. And I guess the rally was driven by the fact that you have jobless claims falling to a four-month low, and that Cisco, which, boy, they just had to slash a whole bunch of employees, or they just did, they had a better-than-expected quarter. So their shares jumped huge, jumped 16%. And a lot of people were watching Cisco, and it's funny because a couple of weeks ago, Cisco helped tank the market. But now some of the bigger, they call them blue chips, of course, as you would recognize, bigger stock, you know, bigger companies. Bigger companies on the stock market. Friday, who knows? We got the weekend to think about it, though, if it's rough, right? And I wonder how many people would love to buy a house because you've got these mortgage rates that are at these 30-year low records. I mean, four is not uncommon. Four! How many of you are carting around 10% or more? Four is an incredible amount. 4.32. Incredible. That's that. I mean, that's just a flat out, that's a great number for a 30-year fixed, right? But the problem is it's a crazy time for that. The rates really can't get much lower, but what about the getting the loans? I guess if your credit is rock solid, then that's certainly not a problem. But I'll tell you, it's tough to get those loans. And I was reading something, if you did the math, for example, let's say you took out a 30-year loan and it was in the neighborhood of $200,000. So if you had that mortgage rate that was 4.32, the monthly payment would be less than $1,000, right? And then the interest payments would be $157 and change, right? So think about that. I mean, that's incredible. How you can flip that around. I mean, that's amazing. So the lower rates, because if you had, with the lower rates, people are trying to refi if they can. If the rate on the 30-year fixed is 5%, then they pay over $1,000, right? $1,074. The other one was just close to $1,000. And $29,000 more in interest over 30 years. So now you do the refi thing, and you look at that, and the refinancing activity has jumped 22%. 22%. But really, I think it's people who have had those high rates. If they can refinance, that's the key. I mean, that is the key. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo! Thanks, Homer. Here's one for the record books. What is up with the three fugitives? And that's exactly what Amy says. Amy says, what's up with that, Kate? Those three nutbags, she's stealing a word from me, who were caught in Colorado. I think I heard something, or you might have even said it, that the girl, who is the oldest apparently of these siblings, said that she was ready to die. She was ready to be taken out and thought, in fact, that she would be. How many years do you think they get? What were some of the things that they did? I heard they were on some kind of a wild chase at 100 miles an hour. Is that true? Yeah, what a fiasco for this family. One of the suspects, one of them, the Doherty gang, the female, was toting around an AK-47. She went into the bank, dressed in black, wearing masks. So were the brothers. They fired the ceiling. The bank people were ordered to lie flat on the floor. They got a bunch of money. And, boy, they were wanted all over the place. Their photos were flashed in about 11 states or so. And, of course, even their mother was on television somewhere begging them to turn themselves in because really, her three kids could have been easily killed in this from the things that they did. You know, there was a car crash. The three of them were in a car crash on I-25, and when that happened, the troopers had stop sticks, and the tire deflating stuff that you use when you got a high-speed chase. So after that happened, the girl, Lee Doherty, got out of the car, pointed a gun at the cops, made a whole bunch of threatening accusations and moves. So the officer wounded her. And then the brother was taken into custody, too. Another brother ran, but some other people held him down. So how many years are they going to get? Oh, they could get a bunch of years for different things because they were all wanted. They all had things pending. They all had other charges pending on them. And they did have these speeds of over 100 miles an hour. So this is from Florida. They end up in Colorado. Do the math. They had crimes they committed in Florida and Georgia. Yeah, they're going to be in prison for probably a while. I'm going to say at least a good 20 years. Good 20 years. Maybe more than that. Depends. Good behavior, all that kind of stuff. But three, imagine you have three kids, two boys and a girl. They're all under 30, and this is what your family's facing. Oh. Three kids, one family. Not one of them didn't have already charges over their head. I mean, that's crazy if you think about it. All right, quickly, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jake in Austin. He says, "Hello, America. Tonight made me so sad hearing about those Navy SEALs. What a heavy, hard week it's been. I've been carrying that in my heart. The good news is, and I truly believe this, I know some people think there's a conspiracy and a cover-up going on, but I don't think so. I think our military retaliated, got the information they needed, and took out the guys who are responsible for taking out 30 of our bravest and our best, plus the eight others, by shooting them out of the sky. So I say bravo to that." Well, I say bravo to that as well. I would have to agree with you, Jake, absolutely. Very sad thing that happened, though. No doubt about it. All right, quickly, here's another one. This one comes to us from Sharon, who says, "Kate Delaney, I don't know if you've been following this or not, but I thought I heard you mention it on the show, the deal about Diana Nyad, who was trying to swim from Cuba to the U.S. Too bad she didn't make it. What do you think of that? She was halfway through the race, and she physically could not finish. She got sick, and it's too bad. I wonder if she could have just kept on swimming." Yeah, I can answer that question. This is an endurance athlete. She couldn't keep on swimming. She was so sick, there's no way. She would have died in that water. So she stopped after 29 hours. 29 hours. And the winds were part of the reason, because the winds were so heavy, she had to fight her way through the winds. Remember, you can't hang on to the boat. It would have been too dangerous for her. Maybe she'll try it again, maybe not. She still did a pretty darn good job. I mean, she truly was a good swimmer back in her day. Now she's 61, and she makes it halfway through. How many of you could make it halfway through? 29 hours? I'm thinking I could probably go an hour if I was lucky. If I was lucky!